I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
506, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday and we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. It is the Friday before Memorial Day. I've adopted this tradition over the last couple of years. 10 years, 20 years, I don't know. I share the story of the four chaplains. Now, the story of the four chaplains is personal, not that I ever knew any of the chaplains, but my dad was honored at the chapel of the four chaplains when I was a little kid. My dad had run into a burning building on Castor Avenue, which was the big shopping street in our neighborhood. My dad was not a firefighter. But he was down there. He had walked down there to get something. We used to go to the Castor Deli, pick stuff up. And he was there, and the way the stores were, above the stores were apartments. And there was a fire in one. And rather than stand aside, as many, I guess, were doing, my father just ran up the steps, and he snatched this older woman and carried her down the steps and saved her life, and then was getting ready to run back up the steps when the Philadelphia Fire Department showed up and said, thank you very much, and we've got it from here. And they did. And they did. And somebody took down some information. I suppose the local sector guy, the local police officer. And that was it. I mean, my dad came home smelling of smoke. My mom accused him of smoking. She was sure that's why he smelled like that. It's like he was inside a burning building. No. I think he was smoking cigarettes with those guys down at the gas station. But that was it. So he saved life and got whatever he was supposed to get at the deli, and then came back. And then we got some interesting mail. We got a letter from the Philadelphia Fire Department. We got a letter from the mayor of the city. My dad did. I looked at it when I got home. Of course, I was home from school long before he was home from work, but I saw the return addresses. I thought it was really cool. And then he got a delivery from the White House. President of the United States. And he was saluted by the president for that. In fact, I am looking at that certificate right now. That hangs in my studio. That is one of those things that I am not taking down off the wall. And you know why? Because my dad never bothered to put it up on his wall. I found this stuff years later after my dad had passed away. All this stuff is just amazing to me. But one of the things that happened is that he was brought to the, or invited to the Chapel of the Four Chaplains, then located in North Philadelphia. Now it's in South Philadelphia, the old Navy Yard. And the entire purpose of the Chapel of the Four Chaplains is to remember those four men. And once a year, twice a year, I don't know what the schedule is now, but they honor people who in some way have performed an action or have done something that is evocative of the memory of the four chaplains. And this particular year, my dad was one of those who was honored, and it was really cool. And so given my personal connection to the four chaplains, let me share the story. This actually comes from the United States Army Chaplain Corps. I will do my best simply to read it as it is written. It was February the 3rd, 1943, and the U.S. Army transport ship, the Dorchester, was one of three ships in a convoy moving across the Atlantic from Newfoundland to an American base in Greenland. A converted luxury liner, the Dorchester, was crowded to capacity, carrying 902 servicemen, merchant seamen, and civilian workers. It was only 150 miles from its destination when, shortly after midnight, an officer aboard German submarine U-2 spotted it. After identifying and targeting the ship, he gave orders to fire. The hit was decisive, striking the ship far below the waterline. The initial blast killed scores of men and seriously wounded many more.
Now you've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I will add here that many of the men who died as a result of that initial blast, even though that they had been told to sleep where they were really supposed to sleep, and they were supposed to be all kitted out, they were supposed to be wearing cold weather gear, the ship was hot. And so a lot of them were kind of in their skivvies and T-shirts, and they were in a world of hurt, even those that survived. Others, stunned by the explosion, were groping in the darkness. Panic and chaos quickly set in. Men were screaming, others crying, or frantically trying to get lifeboats off the ship. Through the pandemonium, four men spread out among the soldiers, calming the frightened, tending the wounded, and guiding the disoriented towards safety. They were four Army chaplains. Lieutenant George Fox, a Methodist. Lieutenant Alexander Good, Jewish rabbi. Lieutenant John Washington, Roman Catholic priest. And Lieutenant Clark Pauling, a Dutch Reformed minister. Quickly and quietly, the four chaplains worked to bring calm to the men. As soldiers began to find their way to the deck of the ship, many were still in their underwear, where they were confronted by the cold winds blowing down from the Arctic. Petty Officer John J. Mahoney, reeling from the gold, headed back down towards his cabin. "Where are you going?" a voice of calm in the sea of distress asked. "To get my gloves," Mahoney replied. "Here, take these," said Rabbi Good, as he handed a pair of gloves to the young officer. "I can't take those gloves," Mahoney replied. "Never mind," the rabbi responded. "I have two pairs." It was long after that Mahoney realized that the chaplain certainly didn't have two pairs, but the chaplain, Rabbi Good, never intended to leave that ship. Once topside, the chaplains opened a storage locker and they began distributing life jackets. It was then that engineer Grady Clark witnessed an astonishing sight. When there were no more life jackets in the storage room, the chaplains simultaneously removed theirs and gave them to four frightened young men. When giving their life jackets, Rabbi Good did not call out for a Jew, Father Washington did not call out for a Catholic, nor did Fox or Pauling call out for a Protestant. They simply gave their life jackets to the next man in line. One survivor would later say, "It was the finest thing I have seen or hope to see this side of heaven." As the ship went down, survivors in nearby rafts could see the four chaplains, arms linked and braced against the slanting deck. Their voices could also be heard offering prayers and singing hymns. Of the 902 men aboard the United States Army transport ship Dorchester, only 230 survived. Before boarding the Dorchester back in January, Chaplain Pauling had asked his father to pray for him. Quote, "Not for my safe return, that wouldn't be fair. Just pray that I shall do my duty, never be a coward, and have the strength, courage, and understanding of men. Just pray that I shall be adequate." Although the Distinguished Service Cross and Purple Heart were later awarded posthumously, Congress wished to confer the Medal of Honor but was blocked by the stringent requirements which required heroism performed under fire. So a posthumous special medal for heroism, the Fort Chaplain's Medal, was authorized by Congress and was awarded by the president on January the 18th, 1961. It was never given before, and it will never be given again. If that does not encapsulate everything, everything that Memorial Day is about, I'll post it. I try and post it each and every year. I should also point out the United States Coast Guard was escorting the Dorchester. The United States Coast Guardsmen who were on board their ships did amazing work rescuing men out of the frigid waters. It was quite literally all hands on deck. And when you hear about those chaplains, Rabbi Good says, I got a second pair. Nobody had a second pair. If anybody would have taken a second to just listen to what he said, they would have said, you're crazy. Or it was Rabbi Good, you're Meshuggah, you're nuts. Nobody gets a second pair of gloves. Rabbi Good knew he wasn't leaving the ship. And Rabbi Good and the other three were absolutely positively okay with that. That little part about taking off their own life vests. How Father Washington didn't ask for a Catholic young man to come up. Lieutenant Poling didn't ask for somebody who was Protestant, nor did Lieutenant Fox. Lieutenant Good, Rabbi Good, didn't ask for somebody who was Jewish. They just took the vests off, gave them to the next guy in line. And they linked arms as they went down. A truly visible example and a reminder of true interfaith activity, all for the greater good, all for others, selfless, absolutely selfless. I don't think any of us are going to measure up to the four chaplains. But here's a challenge. Here's a mission. Let's try. Let's try and get as close to the four chaplains as we possibly can. Absolutely inspiring. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.